The census forms are being mailed out this month, and they're due on April 1st.
So actually, I have one of those forms in front of me right now, and question number 8 asks, is the person of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
That's one category.
That's one category.
So I don't understand. What's the difference?
This is a problem all the time when I'm doing my reporting, because I want to use Hispanic and Latino as synonyms.
Yeah, it's funny. In L.A., you hear Latino all the time. But
here, it seems it's more like Hispanic.
We actually went and asked people all around South Florida which term they prefer to use about themselves.
Oh, me? Latino.
I say Hispanic.
Latino is more accurate.
I am a Hispanic.
Latina.
I'm not Hispanic. I'm kind of Latino. Get it?
I'm Hispanic.
Latino.
Hispanic because I speak Spanish.
Latina because I come from a Latin background.
I don't know. I prefer that word Latin.
Well, that obviously didn't clear anything up.
No, not at all. Hispanic, Latino.
Well, to try to clear this up, we called in an expert. I'm here with Professor Maria Aiza. She's a demographer at Florida International University and studies Latin American immigration to the United States. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Dan, for inviting me.
This all started for me when I got this form in the mail, and it was from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It's called the Voluntary Self-Disclosure Form. Basically, it's asking people to identify by race or ethnicity. If you look right here, could you read for me what this category says?
It says Hispanic or Latino. It has to do with who have created these two terms. Basically, a Hispanic is a term that has been created in 1973 by the government to identify people that speak Spanish or have some Spanish ancestry or descent, and they identify themselves with that. The term Latino is a new term that has been created by the own Latino community to self-identify themselves, to say sort of this Latino pride that has to do with your country of origin, that you are coming from a Latin American country, nothing to do whether you speak Spanish or not, because people from Spain speak Spanish, but they are not into the Latino group, and Brazilians don't speak Spanish, but they are considered to be into the Latino group.
You know, it is interesting that the United States alone in the world is a country that seems so obsessed with labels. And you as a demographer might
have... I am obsessed with labels.
Exactly. Why are labels so important to us? Why do we even need the term Hispanic or Latino when we can just identify people from the country where they originated from?
Okay. If you list all the countries of origin of all the immigrant population in the history of the United States, it's more than 150. I mean,
It's not practical.
It's not practical.
But why do we even need then for people to even describe where they're from? Can't we just say we're Americans, we're from the United States, and leave it at that?
I would love to do that. And I think that that will be the solution to it. But if you do that, you are presuming that we all have equal access and mm-hmm. equal opportunities to every single resource that we have in front of us. And the reality, that is not the case. And that is why you have the civil rights movement, and that is why affirmative action was created, and that is why in the 1970s we have labels, and we have labels because we have minorities that need to be identified in order to look at the difference in access to education and opportunities.
So there seem to be advantages to simplifying things, calling the group Latino and then fighting for rights for this group more broadly. Because Latinos as a whole, Hispanics or Latinos, are now the largest minority group in the country, they have more leverage to fight for greater rights.
We need to remember the civil rights movement in the 1960s. And if we think about the 1960s, it was just yesterday. It hasn't passed 50 years from that. And you have all these minorities still struggling for power and for positions and for equality in a way. So the fact that you have a new term, which is recent, that term Latino is a recent term, that has to do with how the Hispanic community or how those that have come from Latin America or have Latin American origins can cluster together to really have political visibility, it's important. So you have, again, political visibility for the African Americans, political visibility for the Latinos, and a political visibility for any other of the minority groups.
And those terms, Hispanic or Latino, are a small step in that direction.
Exactly.
Take a look back at this form that we started with. This is the EEOC form that kind of started this whole research for me. And you'll see that one of the items, of course, says Hispanic or Latino. Another says white. And at the top, it says, please check one category only. So, you know, you have to kind of make a decision about sort of ethnicity versus race. Now, let's take a step back here for a sec. Could you describe me for our listeners? Could you just describe what I look like?
You are a tall, white male.
So if I were going to fill out this form as I had to do earlier this year, what box would I check?
Obviously white.
Right. So now I have something to tell you. My father is from Spain. I'm a dual citizen of Spain and the United States. So it seems to me like that would make me Hispanic. So what do? I can only check one box.
Well, the beauty of this is that it's self-identification. Whatever you feel you are identifying with, then you are free to choose any of the boxes that you have in front of you.
My father's from Spain. I speak Spanish. I live in South Florida, and I cover Latin America. I feel Hispanic, but I also feel like a little bit of a pretender because you're right, I'm a big white guy, and I'm kind of like a pretender Hispanic. Like, I want to be Hispanic.
Well, welcome to the group.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, okay, that settles it. I'm going to check the box, Hispanic or Latino. Well, thank you so much for coming and spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It has been a pleasure.
Professor Maria Aiza is a demographer at Florida International University.